This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm in the studio with
Lily Chai.
And on Monday, we're talking about this really intense topic called embedded finance is the future of fintech. As always, you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter at BFM Radio. So we're talking about this because the ACI Worldwide in the Prime Time for Real Time 2022 report states that Malaysia has achieved remarkable speed in the nationwide implementation of real-time payments and its rapid adoption by banks. So this comes as little surprise, especially as the pandemic forced many businesses to rethink their approach to finance and technology. So how can SMEs continue to adapt with the changing fintech space? So according to Matchmove CEO Shailesh Naik, embedded finance is the answer. The ACI report said Malaysia recorded 1.1 billion real-time transactions in 2021, which resulted in estimated cost savings of $484 million for businesses and consumers, in addition to $394 million worth in economic output. ACI said real-time payments are at the heart of the new global payments landscape, which is evolving rapidly. Real-time payments offer consumers and businesses cheaper, faster, and more efficient ways to pay. Payments increasingly becoming embedded into non-financial digital apps and services, with today's customers looking for a hyper-connected, frictionless customer experience. Even banks are reinventing the mission-critical operating systems to compete in the new real-time, post-digital, cloud-first, and data-centric business environment. Now, the financial services industry has moved beyond the tipping point of broad-based disruption and is now witnessing the realization of those changing paradigms.
As pressure from embedded finance is growing, the retail bank's share of the retail banking revenue pool is decreasing. Non-banks are driving the business within embedded finance, reducing the bank's relevance in the retail banking segment. So based on the PwC's estimate, embedded finance is expected to account for more than 15% of the share of the revenue pool in Europe in 2030. By embedding financial services into sale of another product or service, these distributors or producers are seeking an improved customer experience and resulting sales conversion. Stronger customer loyalty and relationships, and a slice of the cake in respect of payment, insurance, or lending revenues. For financial services providers, embedded finance offers a growth opportunity beyond mature and saturated traditional sales channels that still sits within their core value proposition. In addition, understanding emerging customer needs and benefiting from the image and trustworthiness of the partner's brand helps financial services service providers to emancipate themselves from the dusty image of being, you know, an insurer or a brick and mortar bank.
So especially in recent years, the topic of embedded finance has gained traction based on increasing range of offerings and examples. This is driven by customers who are increasingly welcome attractive one-stop shop experiences powered by embedded finance. At the same time, increasing number of companies have started to integrate financial offerings into their service portfolio, fueling the opportunities for users to consume financial services. The market for embedded finance is currently estimated at $22.5 billion in the US alone, and it's expected to grow by more than 10 times to $230 billion in terms of new revenue volume by 2025. Now, while embedded finance may be a term not familiar to many, it's been deeply ingrained in our daily lives and effectively revolutionized the fintech space in the last 12 months, especially, allowing non-financial companies to incorporate financial services in their businesses.
So closer to home, Asia Pacific's embedded finance industry is expected to grow by almost 40% on an annual basis. Now, not only is the APAC region home to embedded lending providers in the world, but it also continues to be a hotspot for some of the most advanced global fintech markets. However, beyond the leading fintech markets in the region, APAC also houses several emerging markets that have the potential to grow in the pandemic, COVID-19 endemic world. So with the rapid pace of digitalization, coupled with the need to recover from the pandemic's impact, it is important more than ever that businesses look into embedded finance to supercharge operations and achieve their business goals.
All right, so here's an example, right? Well, there's a great variety of use cases across areas. Here are a few selected use cases as part of embedded finance. So traditional car ownership models are evolving as new mobility solutions are launched. So in fact, mobility subscription models are on the rise and gaining popularity, like Care by Volvo, where for a monthly fixed price, the service includes full insurance coverage, maintenance and contract with just 3 months notice period. Across the travel industry, buy now, pay later offerings are growing in popularity and attracting customers to go on a sought after vacation, especially following the easing of restrictions, even if the budget is tight. Airlines in particular, which have been hit hard during the pandemic, can leverage BNPL offerings to increase sales and utilization of airplanes. I would go for that, right? Then within agriculture, pay-per-use solutions are offered by providers to enable customers to shift away from traditional ownership of machines and instead pay only for the actual usage of the machinery. This increases financial flexibility for firms as they only pay for the equipment when they actually use it and don't have a fixed monthly minimum payment.
So look, let's look into like the medical sector, right? So by partnering with embedded finance providers, hospitals can offer patients solutions to finance major interventions. In these partnerships, embedded finance providers pay the hospitals upfront while providing low interest options to the clients. And finally, embedded finance enables retailers to offer additional services for their products, be it for financing purchases or allow consumers to insure their new products. For example, IKEA, they offer home insurance in partnership with Iptiq as a white label provider. And in typical IKEA fashion, the insurance is called Hemsicher and can be purchased online via the IKEA website.
Right. So, I mean, one of the things that caught my attention was obviously if you can buy tickets and, you know, do the plane tickets and do the buy now, pay later kind of model, it works. And I think like even a lot of shopping right now offers that. And I'm like, why not, right? If it's insurance free, I know I'm able, if it's interest free, I know I will be able to pay it for items I need. Why not use that option?
Exactly.
Even the other thing, even when you're taking a car ride with Grab, it has an option as you're about to confirm a ride, you can have an option to do insurance. So I think that is one way, because people will probably not go to your traditional financial models and look at things, but they will say, hey, if it's embedded, why not? I'm already on this page. I never thought about it in the first place, and now this has been brought to my attention. So,
right. And talking about the medical sector as well, the Ministry of Health also is moving towards like the cashless medical payment segue to bring to that route, right? I think it is the future.
Okay.
Right now.
So how else can Malaysian SMEs leverage on embedded finance in their day-to-day lives, especially when we're talking about the economy and possible recession and all that? We'll be speaking to the CEO of fintech company Matchmove, Shailesh Naik, after this messages. And of course, stay tuned to hear what he has to say. So you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's August 1st, the first Monday of the month, Enterprise Biz Bytes together with Lily Chai. We're talking about embedded finance and how this is the future of fintech. If you have any thoughts or comments around this and the opportunities, I guess, for SMEs to leverage on, you can let us know via Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'd like some opinions around this, expert opinions around this. And we've got Shailesh Naik, who is the CEO of fintech company Matchmove, on the line, giving us some insights around this. Thanks, Shailesh. Now, perhaps you could start off, Shailesh, by explaining how would you define embedded finance?
Embedded finance is a new term that's arrived in the industry, and it really deals with a challenge. Every organization is digitalizing, every organization, big and small, public sector, private sector. And when you digitalize, you deal with information, you deal with transactions, you're buying stuff, you're selling stuff. Whatever you're doing, sooner or later, you will touch money. And in order to touch the digital money, to make it move faster, embedded finance addresses that problem. Today, what happens is that the information relating to your finances are really trapped. They're trapped in traditional banks. Now, banks also are digital, but connecting and getting information about your finances, the money you have, whether you're an individual or a business, is very difficult. And this is due to legacy issues with banks. What embedded finance does is solve for that problem. What it does is it allows that information to travel with you. So a simple example, for example, is Apple Pay or Samsung Pay. You have your card, you attach it to your phone, and then from there on, you don't have to pull out your card or you don't have to look at anything. You just tap your phone and go. That's one very simple example of embedded finance.
Okay, so could you give us a lowdown on how else embedded finance has disrupted the traditional finance industry?
Well, the disruption is quite massive. Embedded finance is really a flavor of what's going on in the fintech world. Fintech itself, as you know, combines financial information with new age technology. You and I, all of the listeners, have expectations now. Things have become so much easier, whether it's on your phone or your laptop. Information moves, email, WhatsApp, and so on. But banks, unfortunately, have not been able to catch up with it. For example, today, one of our divisions, the digital commerce division, Shopmatic, allows traders to actually go online and start buying and selling through WhatsApp. Now, that's a very simple way of explaining how finance or traditional buying and selling is being disrupted when you can actually securely and safely look at a catalog from your favorite, you know, supplier or whatever, a restaurant and so on, choose and pay through WhatsApp without ever having to open up your bank account, without ever having to do anything else except just get on with what you want to do.
To what extent did the pandemic spotlight the utility of embedded finance?
Extremely. So what's happened is that because of the pandemic, people had to remain isolated, therefore needed to do more online to get, you know, they keep their lives going. And it's created a massive demand now for embedded finance. People are saying, why do I have to switch out of here to do this? Why do I have to do that? Because my bank, my information is trapped in my bank. Why can't I actually do it faster and easier? Isn't there a better way? And we have, especially in the last 20 years with the smartphone, and how it's become embedded in our lives, there are expectations that even finance now should become more embedded. If it's my money, if it's as long as it's safe and secure, I should be able to live my digital life without having to keep stepping out and worrying, you know, do I have the balance or where is the money? This also has affected SMEs positively. So SMEs are now waking up to the fact that, you know, if I'm running a business, I might have 10 or 20 employees, I'm manufacturing a product, I'm selling it, I can actually go and sell it online. That's already possible. But when it comes to the sales, what's happened to my inventory? If I have a rush of orders, where do I get working capital from or a loan? How can I do all of these things faster? Now it's possible because computing power, whether it's on a phone or whether it's on your laptop, whether it's on the cloud, computing power and the ability to move data and information has really dramatically risen. So there's no reason why an SME cannot have fully embedded finance in their whole business system and not have to worry about day-to-day reconciliation. How much did I sell? How much money did I make? How do I pay my staff? Where do I go and get a loan from the bank? All of this can now actually become much easier and much faster and much safer thanks to embedded finance.
Right. Speaking of SMEs, how else have SMEs already begun the journey of implementing embedded finance in their operations, especially throughout the pandemic?
So, you know, SMEs and, you know, small companies, whether they're startups or even traditional businesses, SMEs really are always strapped for time. They operate on limited manpower and resources. They don't always have know-how or access to the kind of tools and information that's out there. So SMEs really need to have things given to them literally on a plate. If you go to them and say, I've got a great idea for you, they'll say, yeah, this is great, but I don't have, people don't have the time to get it done. With what we offer at Matchmo, for example, through the embedded finance platform and our digital commerce Shopmatic platform, SMEs can now, first of all, fully digitalize their storefront, their operations, their inventory. We make it very easy for them to do that. It's very self-serve and fully functional, connected to all marketplaces. So that's the first big step. Digitalize your storefront, digitalize your presence in the marketplace. Behind that, we then embed the finances. So now the SME can collect payments, make payments, get loans, sell insurance, buy insurance, all that kind of stuff that they need to, which typically occupies a fair amount of time during the day or the week or the month, can now all be seamless. So SMEs are actually now very appreciative of the fact that we've got a one-stop solution for digitalizing their operations.
Which sectors would stand to gain the most from leveraging embedded finance in their operations?
You know, the opportunities are right across the board, just about every sector. We're seeing interest coming from educational institutions, shipping companies, digital-first online stores like fashion, food and beverage. But we're also starting to see interest from traditional companies that have large supply chains. Any brand that you look at that's a large one, whether it's a t-shirt, pair of jeans, or a shampoo, these are typically driven by brands which operate with a lot of inbound suppliers who manufacture all the different bits, comes together, and then gets pushed out through a distribution chain. They're also waking up to the fact that while they might have invested in digital finance, in digital systems, the SMEs have not. Now they have an end-to-end platform that allows them to do that. So we're working with some of the largest brands in the world that are saying, you know, finally, you're giving me a solution where it's not just me with the technology and then all my partners, just resellers or people I buy from have traditional old processes. We can put them all onto one system. So we are seeing a very positive impact both from digital first companies, but also from traditional companies that need to extend embedded finance across their operations.
Then how can embedded finance supercharge COVID-19's impact for SMEs?
Well, the key thing for SMEs, again, is you're trying to get maximum productivity. You have limited people, limited time. You're trying to get the best margins. You're trying to sell as much as you can and try and service as many orders as you can. What embedded finance does is it gives time back to the SME owners. All the stuff that we talked about, recon, counting, money, bank account, loans, payroll, buying insurance, all of that can now be preempted and managed seamlessly so that, for example, let's take a gig worker economy. If there's an SME or a group of people who are providing, say, delivery services, whether it's food or whether it's parcels or whatever, now, what happens is a lot of these gig workers operate on a day-to-day basis. They don't get a monthly payroll. They get paid out based on certain activities they do. In order to calculate how much they need, how much they've earned today, whether they turned up or not, and this could apply also, say, to temporary workers like security guards or security personnel who are deployed. Now, just managing that, not just getting the people to the site or the parcel to its location, but afterwards, collecting the money, paying out the gig worker, making sure that they get paid on time so that they come back to work tomorrow, for example. Or the gig worker themselves, because they don't have a monthly pay slip, it's a daily earner, for example, they don't qualify for loans, they don't qualify for credit, they don't even qualify for cards. And so what embedded finance does is it allows everyone touching the SME, whether it's customers, employees, in any kind of sector, to be able to benefit from fast and secure payments and collections.
Right. Shailesh, can you share some examples of how SMEs have integrated embedded finance into their operations?
Yeah, we have, for example, in our digital commerce arm, we have more than 1 million merchants now around Asia. These are SMEs or sole proprietors who've actually taken on our platform, gone digital. They range from food and, as I say, food and beverage, farm to table type of food operations, next generation services. Many of them have then first adopted the digital digitalization of their front inventory management, sales, everything else, and then now we're rolling out the fintech products so that the SMEs can now benefit from all of that. And again, to the fundamental advantage of embedded finance, the SME owners now get a lot more time back on their hands. We are seeing this also with very large brands, some of the world's largest consumer brands that make, shampoos, toothpaste, and so on. They drive billions of dollars of volume throughout just Asia, for example. Now, their distribution goes through, their manufacture goes from the warehouse, goes to distributors, goes down to resellers, then finally goes to the mom-and-pop store around the corner from you. They lose visibility of what's happening after it's left their warehouse. They don't really know where it's gone. By getting their partners onto this digital platform, a number of things start to happen. First of all, they get an idea of where the product is moving, which areas, for example, which city, which states are selling more, therefore where more needs to be shipped. But also when it comes to then giving out capabilities to the SME, say, who's been you know, suddenly expecting a large number of orders because of a celebration or a holiday and wants to stock up but needs to pay for it, these big brands can now preemptively give them loans, give them advance payments so that they can actually get on with it. So we're seeing a number of very good use cases.
So what tools or resources are out there for SMEs to learn more about and start incorporating embedded finance into their businesses?
Well, the good news is that SMEs are hungry for it. They've been waiting for solutions like this. So the tools out there, the obvious ones are companies like Matchmove. So if we provide that capability, all they need to do is come to the website, contact us. And there are other players out there as well. The key thing that I would suggest SMEs do is not keep looking at the banks for a solution and not accepting that the way they manage their money today, whether it's payroll, insurance, whatever else it is, stop expecting that, because that's, we believe, is not going to change in the short term. What they should do is demand more of their banks. And if they can't find it, we know that they'll come to companies like us.
The crystal ball, Shailesh, what are your predictions for the future of fintech and embedded finance in Malaysia and the Asia-Pacific region?
Well, you know, fintech is something, it's a phenomenon that's now recognized. It used to be thought of as something interesting on the side. It was pretty much ignored and, you know, by the traditional financial institutions. We've seen that change where now even banks are typically calling themselves fintechs, which is quite interesting. But the general consensus worldwide increasingly is that every company will become a fintech company. Sooner or later, you will have fintech embedded into your systems. You will have embedded finance into your systems. The opportunities are immense because there's two levels of it. First of all, many, many organizations are still not digital. So they first have to digitalize. And then secondly, behind that, finance can be embedded. So if we take the economy of, just say, Southeast Asia, which is $3 or $4 trillion, a large amount of that is still going through traditional channels, you know, paper-based, get onto your bank website, make a money transfer, do this, do that, and then everything else is built around it. So the opportunities for embedded finance and digitalization to address that market and to actually give time back and give more productivity back to the SMEs is actually very, very big.
Right. Shailesh Naik, the CEO of Matchmove, you know, something interesting, he said every company is going to be a finance company. Right. I think that's I think when we don't realize it and it's sort of frictionless, we end up just going with the flow. Right. So that's the future of embedded finance. And I think we're really sort of incorporating that into our lives
and,
as well.
And we have to look into regulations into this kind of, you know, if really, you know what he said, like every company becomes a finance company. Yeah. The regulations is going to be all over the place.
Okay, so something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is something interesting. So thanks again for Shailesh Naik from Matchmove. And of course, you know, we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Enterprise Biz Bikes. But after news at 1 on the Breakfast Grill replay, if data is the new oil, then the NASDAQ listed Snowflake is the miner. As a cloud computing-based data warehousing company, Sanjay Deshmukh, Senior Regional Vice President of ASEAN India Snowflake, will be talking about harnessing the power of the cloud and how it stands out in a highly competitive market with big players. So that's after the news at 1. And of course, this is Enterprise Biz Bikes Free Aliu together with Lily Chai, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.